Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today in RPN Studio B. To see the guest line at four studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RPN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. RPN is conducting a pledge drive. If you wish to contribute, you may do so at the RPN website. Please visit Spingola.com to see the guest lineup for this program, along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna at Spingola.com. I attempt to answer all of my emails, but sometimes there are just too many, and so it's not that I'm ignoring people. I just have a lot of things going on. You can join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 877-488-5350. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. He's done some marvelous videos, some of which include Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, that came out in September of 2011. His newest movie is Kaffir School, School Districts and the Lottery. That came out in December of 2011. And, of course, hopefully we've all watched The Corporation Nation, which talks about the Kaffir. It's imperative that people watch these things and learn. He has three websites, realityblogger.wordpress.com. Blogger is spelled with one G. His other websites are clint4p.com, and the four is the numeral four, and thecorporationnation.com. And that is the first video that I watched of Clint's, and I was just so amazed. I watched it some time ago when it first came out, and I decided after watching that I had to talk to this gentleman, and he has been a frequent guest on this program since then. So do we have Clint with us?
Yes, ma'am. Good to be back.
Well, thank you so much. And you have a recent article. It's called For Iran, An Inconvenient Truth. And the board op is going to play that clip. It's just a very short clip, 1 minute and 55 seconds after the first break here. But you talk about Patrick Claussen, and you go, as you always do, much further in your explanation about who this guy is. I mean, this video went viral throughout the internet. People were talking about it, but they didn't follow up like you did. And so I really appreciate your in-depth research. I mean, you just always do so much research on the particulars, and you provide us with links and background for what is happening. You don't just, you're just an amazing researcher, and I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad someone out there appreciates it. That's all I can say, because, I get these videos. I mean, this video, the title of it is Israel Lobbyist Suggests False Flag Attack. So, and, he's standing behind or in front of something that says the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. So naturally, you want to know what these things are. You can't just take the fact that the video says he's an Israel lobbyist. You have to go and check. And boy, when I checked, he certainly was. And unfortunately, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy really has nothing to do with government. It's all a lobbying group that is definitely an Israeli lobbyist group. So.
Right. All righty. We're going to a quick break, and then we'll come back and listen to that clip, and you can tell us about this guy, Patrick Claussen. Be right back.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's DOULTON.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. And he is the producer of many, many good videos, and he's working on others currently. And I think that we have that clip ready to play. Do we? All right. Okay, so we'll have it ready to play in just momentarily. I know there's an annoying ad right before the clip, which makes it kind of inconvenient. Of course, you can always skip those ads, but sometimes it takes a few clicks, and I guess everybody has to advertise something, right?
I guess the old adage that nothing is free.
Okay, here it is.
Comes along,
and it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall we had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. But one can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up.
Who would know why? We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that, but I'm just suggesting that this is not an either-or proposition. It's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. We could get nastier at that.
Okay.
Wasn't that wonderful? Isn't that just, keeping in mind, of course, that that's coming basically from the heart of Israel, the heart of the Israel lobby, the International Jewish Congress, whatever you want to call it nowadays. It's so disturbing to hear this guy pretty much tell this audience, which is basically a lobbying group in front of Washington's finest, telling them that in the past we've needed false flag terror attacks, whatever you want to call those, whatever the modern language is for a terrorist attack, a false flag attack, that's how we're going to have to go and justify going in and invading Iran. I mean, this is... for me, this is a blatant admission to just the criminal intent of the entire Israeli lobby, not to mention the entire U.S. government that is beholden to it.
Right. He said that he wasn't advocating that they do this. He was just kind of suggesting it.
Very convenient. Very convenient, yes. CYA. We all know what that means, right? Cover your
butt. Yes, yes. Cover your butt.
There you go.
Oh, that is amazing. Okay, so who is this guy?
All right. Well, like I said, he's standing in front of a podium, or in back of a podium, and behind him on the wall says the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, which sounds official, but of course it's just another private association that gets together like a think tank and lobbies. The word lobby is really an inaccurate word, I think, to use anymore, because lobbying would suggest almost like a bribe, that these people actually throw money in the face of people in Washington in order to get something. But this is so far beyond that. This is, it doesn't take money. It's just the interests of Israel. And we'll get into the more of that later. But, to say it's a lobbying group and to say that groups like this or like ALEC or lobbying groups just doesn't really cut it, because this is where everything is being perpetrated. All the think tanks, all of these policies are being ghostwritten by these types of organizations. So this guy's name is Patrick Clawson, former economist for the International Monetary Fund. So naturally he comes from a banking background, and when these people are thinking of these types of things, they're always coming from a usurious standpoint. Of course, usury being the making of money off of money, interest, the war profiteer type of thing. And that's been the case throughout history. So he's of the IMF and a senior economist with the World Bank. Oh, well, gee, yeah, he's the person that I want to hear Middle East policy from. The Arab countries who actually are totally in totem, I believe, against usury, as are all major religions, except for, of course, Judaism. So he is currently the director of research at this Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and he's the senior editor of Middle East Quarterly, which is a publication that comes out. Of course, it gets delivered to all of your politicians. And so you have an Israeli policymaker delivering Near East policy. So in other words, there is no possible way to fully understand what's going on in the Middle East if you read the Middle East Quarterly, because it's going to be solely based on the Jewish perspective. When I say Jewish, I shouldn't even use that word anymore, because really what we're talking about are these Khazarian, white Ashkenazi Jews who call, you know, people who call themselves Jews but are not this synagogue of Satan, if you go by what the Bible describes them as. These are the people who are basically, you know, propping up what we're calling Middle East policy or you know, the publications that explain what's going on over there. And this is what's influencing all of the political structure and the corporate structure in America, and it's coming solely from again, this sort of white, this one presence that is the white Ashkenazist sect over there. Everybody else is of the Arab descent. And it's really troublesome when you start thinking of it that way, that this one sole little group who has occupied Palestine, basically, illegal according to their own little United Nations, you know, it's disturbing. And so this WINEP, which is the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, it's a tax-exempt Washington think tank. Of course, all of them are tax-exempt. It's really troublesome. And it's, of course, pro-Israel when we're talking about it and describing it. It's always described as a pro-Israel think tank. Its founder was Martin Indyk, former deputy director of research for the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. We all know who AIPAC is. What we don't know about, though, is this size. The AIPAC really focuses on the Congress. AIPAC is very, very Congress-centric. In other words, it doesn't really focus on the entirety of government, which is basically the executive branch. Congress and the executive branch are pretty much separate at this point. I'm not sure they pay attention to each other so much anymore. But WINEP is actually there to focus more on the executive branch as far as lobbying. And so, of course, the military is obviously in the executive branch under the CEO or the chief executive officer of the military. So, naturally, they want war with Iran. They're going to lobby where the military is. They don't need Congress, you see. It used to be that Congress, if you wanted a war, you had to consult with Congress. But, you know, as we discussed previously, after the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression,
exactly.
You know, we don't have that type of setup anymore. Congress is not needed for the executive branch. This is why I say they're separate. They're operating under a state of national emergency. Therefore, the president has war powers, and he can when I say war powers, I don't mean that he can declare war. Congress has to do that, you see, still. But what he can do is he can invade anybody he wants to, or I should say the office can approve the invasion of anyone. It's not a war. You see, if we go to so-called war with Iran, we're not going to war. We are illegally invading, unlawfully invading, unconstitutionally, whatever you want to call it, another country. We are not at war. And anytime you hear the word war used for that purpose, it is incorrect. Congress must approve war, a declaration of war. They're the only ones that can make it. So, Middle East Quarterly, this publication that's published by this guy, edited by a guy.
Why don't you hold that thought, because we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break, and we'll be back and talk about that that quarterly. Stay tuned.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson, and you were just going to tell us about this Middle East Quarterly, and of course, the people behind this, when you look at the names of the people behind this, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, I mean, it sounds like something really good. You know, people are really concerned, and they're going to try and you know, solve the problem there. Ha!
Well spoken. Well spoken. Yes, this is how they describe the Middle East Quarterly. This is a quote from their website, actually. It says, the Middle East Quarterly, published since 1994 and edited by Ephraim Karsh. we know what that name is. It is the only scholarly journal on the Middle East consistent with mainstream American views, delivering timely analysis, cutting-edge information, and sound policy initiatives. It serves as a valuable resource for policymakers and opinion shapers. Wow. Did you get that? It serves as a valuable resource for policymakers and opinion shapers. Now, what the difference between those two is, I would have to say that policymakers are obviously the Congress and the people making policy in the executive branch. And I would have to say that opinion shapers, because it says that it is consistent with mainstream American views, I'm assuming that opinion shapers is referring to the media. That's my best guess. But I'd really like to know what they mean when they say that it's a valuable resource providing sound policy initiatives, cutting-edge information, and timely analysis to the opinion shapers of America. That's very, you know, when you say, when you put those two words together and you say opinion shapers, to me, that's a very frightening concept, really. Now, the Middle East Quarterly, again, this is a pro-Israel rag that gets sent out every month, I believe. I believe it's a monthly journal, and it's published by this guy that we were just talking about, the guy that was speaking in that video, Patrick Clausen. And it was founded by the Middle East Forum. Now, this is another group. Another tax-exempt group, and the address for this was Abraham's Lowenstein. Again, we can kind of figure out what that means by the name. Oh, yes. And so the Middle East Forum, when it describes itself on its About website, this is directly from its website. It's founded in 1990. Has been an independent, tax-exempt, 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Philadelphia since 1994. And its mission is, says the Middle East Forum promotes American interests in the Middle East and protects the constitutional order from Middle Eastern threats. Again, these statements, you know, how attacking a country that has no Navy and no Air Force, and then saying that that is protecting the constitutional order of, I assume, America and all of our allies, doesn't really flow very well when you consider, you know, again, a country with no Navy and no capacities to send a bomb over to America, for this think tank basically to say that they're promoting American interests and protecting the Constitution of America from Middle Eastern threats, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, it's a contradiction, really. We're going over there to protect the Constitution here. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's Orwellian, really. The forum sees the region with its profusion of dictatorships, radical ideologies. Of course, you know, what's his name from Libya? Apparently was a radical ideology, bringing water to the desert and housing every Libyan.
Yeah, what a terrible thing for him to be doing.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You know, these people need to die, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Existential conflicts, border disagreements, corruption, political violence. You know, we got to protect America from all of this. Because we wouldn't want any of this political violence, corruption, disagreements, border disagreements, existential conflicts, dictatorships to happen in America. No, that would be unheard of. And, of course, weapons of mass destruction, the famous little piece that we went to apparently invade Iraq for. And then, of course, you have Bush up there on his little podium joking and saying, "Where are those weapons of mass destruction? I don't see them over here. I don't see them. They're not over here. Where are they?" You know,
and everybody was laughing.
Laughing.
This was a big joke.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, honestly, that reminds me of, you know, if anybody out there has not seen the movie They Live, which is at the same time, one of the most brilliant analogies, as well as one of the most corniest, you know, lines in the history of movies, with Roddy Piper as the star. You have to see this movie because at least watch this one scene, which is towards the end, where, you know, this hidden undercover alien race that has taken over, and it has what it refers to as its human power elite. So it's the alien guy, you know, obviously a high power broker, standing up, and he's talking to this room full of humans and aliens mixed, and he's telling them how much their per capita income has increased because they're helping this alien race completely enslave the human population. That is exactly what Bush was doing when he said, "You are my power base." So these people who laughed.
Exactly. Excuse me.
You're listening to the Republic
Broadcasting. Take a break.
because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, and blogger is spelled with only one G.
The bane of my existence.
I know. It's okay.
Yes.
You have a spelling deficiency, right?
Actually, the two G's was taken, and I just settled, because I never thought that I would come to this point, to be honest. So I was just creating sort of a journal. So,
oh,
you know, I didn't think it would ever be important.
It is vastly important.
Yes, well, okay, I got to finish this because you got to hear this Orwellian speak that this place does. Okay, so all these radical ideologies, existential conflicts, border disagreements, corruption, political violence, and weapons of mass destructions are, according to their website, this is the Middle East Forum, a major source of problems for the United States. Okay. Accordingly, it urges active measures to protect Americans and their allies. Okay, what does that mean? It urges the military to go in and bomb these countries to protect Americans. Again, navy-less, pretty much air force-less. I mean, there is no threat. This is all the Jewish mind acting to take back what they apparently feel that they lost so long ago. U.S. interest, again, quoting... You got to listen to this. U.S. interests in the Middle East include fighting radical Islam, working for Palestinian acceptance of Israel, robustly asserting U.S. interest vis-a-vis Saudi Arabia, and developing strategies to deal with Iraq and contain Iran. Domestically, the foreign combat law... Okay, let me say that again. Domestically, listen to this. The forum combats lawful Islamism. Again, the forum combats lawful Islamism. Okay, so it's combating something that is apparently lawful when we're talking about the freedom of religion, I suppose, which is Islamism. Protects the freedom of public speech of anti-Islamist authors, not as anti-Israeli or anti-anything else, but it protects the freedom of public speech of anti-Islamic authors, activities, and publishers, and works to improve Middle East studies in North America. Anybody that can read this and say, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense, has to be insane, okay? Because we know just as close as Canada, and recently in California, I believe, we're hearing of these anti-hate laws that says you're not going to be able to talk about Holocaust denial or anything negative towards Jewish interests anymore in California. But also, you know, we have the what's his name in Canada that was arrested while visiting there and speaking for speaking out against Israel, for speaking out against the falsity of the Holocaust. And here, this group is protecting the freedom of speech of anti-Islam authors, activists, and publishers. Remember, this is the group that directly influences government no differently than, although on a lesser scale, than AIPAC. I mean, this is horrific, and they're telling you this. They're telling you right here in front of your face that they're literally getting our military guys, our Joint Chiefs of Staff, our president, to go over and bomb countries and using the false idea that they're somehow a threat to America, which is patently ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
And you know, it's amazing. I've been reading this book that's from the 1940s by Kaufman, and the name of the book is Germany Must Perish, and it's only about 36 pages long. And I was thinking, all the way through this book, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is amazing, all of this vilification, just page after page after page, and I'm thinking, and we can't say a word about them, about the Jews. And yet they can vilify any country they want and have been able to do this for decades. And not a word is said. Nothing is said.
I don't understand it. I mean, I do understand it, because when you think about it, you know, I grew up in basically a lost generation. We were the, you know, I think I was the first generation. I'm 40 years old, and I think I was the first real generation, maybe there was one before me, that was truly lost in the education system. And when I say education, I certainly don't mean true liberal arts education. I mean history that was written by the victors, by the Jews, by the people that say they are Jews and are not, okay? This is what I feel. I feel I come from this generation of people who were indoctrinated to the point where there is no other option. There is no way that the Holocaust didn't happen as it said, even though, you know, these Holocaust historians, Jewish Holocaust historians, have come out and said, okay, we lied about this. There was no skin on lampshades. Okay, we lied about this. Yes, Anne Frank was not real. It was decided in a court in New York that the Anne Frank publisher was to receive a certain amount of money because it was a screenplay. And, you know, all of these things that were taught as reality in school. I mean, I tried to talk to my brother, for instance, about this, who is just an addict of the military channel and the history channel. Well, by golly, who do you think owns the major media that is producing these alternative channels like the history channel and the military channel? He thrives. Even though he's of German descent, just like me, he thrives, absolutely thrives on the killing of Germans. He is a victim of what is called by Quentin Tarantino and by the that made the Hostel movies, literally Jewish torture porn in the cinema. We are subjects of that. Not only does it diminish our empathy for our own people, but it teaches us that we are, and always have been throughout history, the enemy, even to ourselves. I mean, it's so, this is what I learned in school. I learned to hate my people. That,
wow.
You can't, I mean, how do you defeat an enemy that has infiltrated its fingers into the public system? Of course, you know, when you say education, it is government education.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
You know, how do you defeat such a system? It's next to impossible to convince someone that what they've learned is not history. It is not real. But the only way to do that, unfortunately, is to do what we do, Deanna, which is to sit around in our free time when we could be having fun. I could be playing my guitar. I could still be in a band. I could be doing all these things I want to do, but instead I have an addiction to knowing what the heck's going on. And that's, you know, that's the only people that are ever going to literally wake up to this stuff, because you can't just tell somebody, as I found out with my brother, Mr. Arrogant, you cannot tell somebody this. It's like trying to change someone who's literally been MK Ultra brainwashed. You cannot do it. It's just a lower form of brainwashing.
Well, somebody called into the program yesterday, because I'd met the doctor that I had on yesterday mentioned Hitler and supposedly the T4 program that he supposedly had. And I said, well, that was a product of the military, the International Military Tribunal, and that was extracted through torture. And and then this lady called in, and she says, but no, this has all been proven. It's in books. Well, just because something is written in a book, several books, and because Hollywood promotes it through dozens and dozens of movies, and just because something is widely believed to be true, doesn't make it true.
Especially when every major media outlet is owned by none other than the Jewish interests. I mean, you just can't get done. Now, you know, Deanna, I told you in an email that I've unfortunately been working. I mean, I don't want to say unfortunately. I've been working. I had to finally break down and go do some work. So I've been sort of offline, if you will, for the last few weeks, but I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to shift gears and tell you what I've found. I've been addicted to research, a certain kind of research, and I got to be honest, what I've found is the most disturbing set of facts that I've ever come across, having to do with it, basically what we're talking about, but it really expands the concept of what we're talking about when we're talking about this international sort of Jew. Again, I keep coming back to the Jews who are not Jews, this empire. And I've said before about the genealogical relationships of presidents, and that I wanted to get this video out about, you know, how Romney and Obama are, I think, believe, ninth cousins. Okay, Romney and Bush, Romney and Obama, Romney and Gore. They're all interbred cousins. Now, when I start talking about this to people, people can't believe it. People say, no, that's not true, even though there's countless genealogical websites, including the Mormon site, which is Ancestry.com, and several others that are literally putting this stuff out, not in a public way, but in sort of a a hidden almost way. It's not made public. And you know, after I started seeing that the presidents, every president is a cousin of George Washington. George Washington being a cousin of the Queen, going back all the way through the Magna Carta. I started looking and I said, well, okay, so who else? You know, who else is related to these guys who have been running our country, basically? And I got to be honest, what I found is the most disturbing thing I've ever come across. And I don't know how to put this into terms where people can truly get the full spectrum of what I'm about to tell you. But I will say this. In 2 months of looking into this and becoming almost addicted to genealogical research now, I have found that anyone of any influential stature in history, from the feminist movement to historians to genealogists, of course, the only person who cares about genealogy really are the people who are going to use it to ensure their bloodline. And so I've been looking, and I mean, I am finding every foreign and domestic ruler, congressman, governors of every state, all of the Mormon presidents. The Mormon Church is such a hidden beast that I don't even know how to even broach that subject. Of course, Obama being a cousin of all of the Mormon presidents. Which again go back to what I've found is that every influential person in history, I mean, you name a name and they're in this specific bloodline. And I'm very, very disturbed by what I'm finding because it literally, I mean, it's everybody. Everybody that we talk about, every banker, including the Rockefellers, were very, very closely related to the Bush family. And all other presidents, we're talking about, I mean, this is like the ultimate in, if you're talking about what a conspiracy is, which is a plan between two or more people, we're talking about something way beyond conspiracy. This is literally the bloodline of everybody that is famous in this country and around the world.
Did you look at Fritz Springmeier's things? I mean, he talked about the 13 bloodlines.
Yeah, but see, this I didn't go into that, no, because I'm actually specifically looking for not talk about it. Again, I don't look at people's...
That's right. You don't look at other
people's research. I'm specifically looking for genealogical researchers who have compiled lists of names that are specifically related to the presidents, basically. And what I've found is that I almost feel like Wikipedia is almost a hidden treasure trove of information when it comes to this information, because it specifically, you know, when it talks about a famous person in history, it also talks about their ancestry. And Wikipedia has been invaluable, because you can actually fact check everything in Wikipedia. And I mean, I'm blown away again by what I've found. But what's really interesting about this, and keep in mind that I'm talking about, as far as I can tell, I'm not sure yet because I haven't gotten that far, because there's so many names, but I'm talking about the signers of the Declaration of Independence. I'm talking about the signers of the Constitution. I'm talking about George Washington and all presidents after, all of their vice presidents. And I'm even talking about their wives. Okay, we know that the royal families have always inbred. We know that the Rothschilds have always inbred. And we know that World War I was basically a family war where every person, every king or queen or whatever it was in each country was a cousin of the Queen of England, and it was a family war, more for profit than for anything. And so what I'm trying to do now is say, look, people, this isn't just a foreign thing. This isn't just a noble bloodline that happens in England or in other countries. This is actually happening in America. So A good example of this is Barbara Pierce. Barbara Pierce being George Bush's mother.
Right.
Well, it turns out that she is, of course, related to President Pierce.
Pierce. Mm-hmm.
Guess what? George Bush, I mean, talk about funny. George Bush is the 9th, 10th, and 11th cousin of his mother. This is how in-depth this bloodline.
So we're talking, incest and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It is incestuous.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, you have Barack Obama is third cousins with James Madison, for instance.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy.
All righty. We do need to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with Clint Richardson.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com. Today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Alrighty, we are back, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And before we get to, I want to read just one email message from from Joe, and this was about the think tanks, and then we'll get back to this genealogical situation that you've discovered. These think tanks and government agencies are named with Orwellian doublespeak. Orwell, whatever the agency name, is opposite to reality. For example, we have a Department of Defense when America has not fought a defensive war since 1812, maybe. A Department of Energy, and we have windmills and $4 a gallon gas. A Department of Education, and we have the lowest test scores ever. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's from Joe.
Well, you know, let's talk about all these famous authors and famous Orson Welles. Besides who we were just talking about, Orson Welles. He's a descendant of seven Mayflower passengers, which is where this bloodline basically came from. This bloodline is basically, see if I can get this straight, because it's such a huge thing that I'm trying to break down into a way that I can explain it. But the people who came over on these ships, the Mayflower, they established the Plymouth Colony, and the Massachusetts Bay Colony and all of that. These are the people that we're talking about. These were all the history, the government history that we're taught is that these people came to America to escape religious persecution. But remember, all of these people, Richard Warren, John Alden, Priscilla Mullins, William Mullins, Alice and John Cook, Francis Cook, these people were all very closely related cousins to the Queen of England, and all the way back through what we'll talk about in a minute. But so this is literally the royal bloodline. These people were funded by England. They moved first, or were already from the area of the Norwegian country, Holland, excuse me, which is why which is why you see a lot of Holland construction here in Utah with a certain sect of Mormons, and it's also why you see that type of construction across the East. So they came here on the dollar of the Queen, and of course they were very much a part of the East India Corporation, the East India Company, and the going. Basically, history is that they were escaping religious persecution. Well, these are the people that, again, were this sort of Kabbalist Jew, the white Ashkenazi, Khazarian, whatever you want to call, Kabbalist Jewish cult that was actually written about by King James. We know that King James wrote the Bible.
He was in charge of getting that committee together. Hang on just a minute. We do have to take a 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after our station ID.